At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Rise.
Time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Damn right it is. Halfway home here on a Friday. And we're talking Niners. We're talking Cardinals. Brock going to play? Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy? And yes, people get mad. He's like, you can't call him Mr. Irrelevant anymore. No, that's part of why it makes his story so great. Because he's anything but irrelevant now. He is very relevant for this Sunday's game. Could it be Mac Jones? We'll talk to John Gambadoro coming up in about, 28 minutes, 8:30, Gambo from our sister station out in Phoenix, Arizona. Get the lay of the land of this Cardinals team. I don't know who the Cardinals are, Joe. Quite frankly, you know, it's easier to talk about teams like the Rams, the Seahawks, the Eagles, the Cowboys. They got some, like, legit history attached to them. There are some big moments between the Niners and those squads. What's the moment you think of when it comes to the 49ers and Cardinals?
The Niners winning a week 17 or 16 game down the stretch with Jim Harbaugh and Quentin Patton catching a pass over the top of someone's shoulders as it set up a field goal attempt for the Harbaugh team to beat Bruce Arians.
There you go, Quentin Patton. There you go.
I could think of an Arnez battle, doubleheader Monday Night Football end-around play against Matt Leinart, where the Niners scored a touchdown at the one-yard line on an end-around to Arnez battle, a quarterback converted to wide receiver, and my boy Mikey C jumped on his candlestick seat and broke it and then ran out of the stadium.
He just ran out. He just left.
Just ran out.
Did he take the seat with him?
Yeah, that's about it. There's a handful of Cardinal Niner moments. Jimmy and the Texas route, you know, all out blitz by the Cardinals.
Is that
Jimmy
Halloween?
Hit Jeff Wilson Jr. Yeah. for the game winning touchdown. Yeah. The Halloween night, like those are everybody remembers those. If you're Bonte, okay. But if you're a normal human being, do you know what I think of when I think of the Cardinals?
What?
One of the faceless, most emotionless organizations for me as a sports fan in sports. If I were to put together the comprehensive lists of teams that draw zero emotion from you, and you can't even really truly like draw any hatred for any of their players, Arizona Cardinals are at the top of the list. Who else is on this list?
The Colorado Rockies. Like, they don't have... the Carolina Panthers. They have been to 2 Super Bowls, but I still view them as kind of like, meh. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, even the Panthers, for me, Seaford went there, so I hated him for a small period of time. So, like, maybe I'm just kind of unique, but, like, the Cardinals have been around for, like, 80 years, and they have nothing. Like, nothing. Nothing. They draw no emotion from me.
They're the oldest team in NFL history. That's always a fun little trivia question. Who's the oldest team ever? It's actually the formerly Chicago Cardinals moved to St. Louis, moved to, well, then they were called Phoenix, and then now Arizona. So, yeah, they are the oldest team in the history of the NFL. But just because you're the oldest team means absolutely nothing. I've never met, Joe, I'm being honest, I've never met a Cardinals fan in my entire life.
I haven't either.
And I know people from Arizona.
I know.
And they're always like transplants from like Gambo. Like he has the East Coast accent. Like they're a fan of, I don't know, the Rams, the Niners, the, you know, the Seahawks. They choose the Chiefs, quite frankly, that's closer to like they choose them.
Even though they have a couple World Series appearances in a ring and whatnot, and playoff moments. The Minnesota Twins are kind of like that for me as well.
Yeah, the Twinnies. They always have a cool ballpark.
I have no emotion for them whatsoever.
Well, just think about their most like famous player of this century is probably Joe Mauer. And he's like Buster Posey to me. He's like, has he done anything? He doesn't say anything.
Jack Morris and Kirby Puckett.
Yeah, there you go.
Young.
Well, no, I said this century.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Why.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, too young,
exactly. But like, Joe Mauer's that guy. And it's like, who? I guess Torii Hunter's up there.
So give me the list. Like, even, okay, Minnesota at least has some. The Minnesota Twins have something. Like, who else is on this list for you?
888-957-9570. Get involved here. We're talking about faceless organizations in professional sports.
I think the Houston Texans are on here. I think
Houston.
Surprisingly, football has a lot of them.
Okay, give them to me.
Arizona, Houston. I'll throw Carolina in there for all you guys. Jacksonville?
Yeah, like, see, this is what we get at, though, because there are a lot of expansion teams, and it takes a long time for that to take shape. But I'll say this, because we just had an expansion team here in the Bay. We got, I mean, the Valkyries, they got history now. Yeah. They got one season down, and the vibe was just different.
So I think the Atlanta Hawks should be on here.
Okay. The Atlanta Hawks, ching, cha-ching. Washington Wizards, absolutely, cha-ching.
Yes.
I don't
Wizards,
have any
yes.
feeling. We're
yes.
talking about
no
teams.
Feelings.
We have that.
No feelings.
A team should garner a reaction one way or another. Either, God, I love that team, or
yeah.
God, I hate
so
that team.
The Rockies are on here?
Rockies are just.
How about the White Sox?
Yeah. The White Sox, but they've just been bad,
but
too.
But they have cool cultural uniforms.
They do.
That are relevant.
See, when you say White Sox, like, God, I love their jerseys. I love their hats.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, at least you have an emotion.
What about
if I say Carolina Panthers, do you have any emotions?
No.
Okay.
I'll give you another one. That
Texans for me.
I'll give you another team that does nothing for me. The Atlanta Falcons don't do diddly-poo for me. I have zero feeling towards the Atlanta Falcons.
I'll add that to the list.
Like Michael Vick was really cool.
I don't even want to watch them.
Thank you. And they actually have like a good young team.
No, I don't want to watch.
You don't want to watch Michael Penix?
Bijan
Robinson?
They bore me.
Really?
They bore me.
That game last week was boring, but they won Sunday Night Football. No, Michael Penix do nothing. That's fine. Okay, continue.
Jets do nothing for me.
Well, the Jets I just like to laugh at. Like I will get like they are a dumpster fire that I will continue to laugh at because misery loves company. And
what about
my
the Washington Nationals?
Yeah, they're a big no-name for me, too, because they used to be the Senators, but even when they came back, like the whole... Even when they had Bryce Harper, I didn't really think much of them.
Okay, and this is going to piss off Bonte again. The Orlando Magic?
Magic always kind of got... Like, I always thought they were kind of cool.
Okay, all right,
like, that was
I'll
me.
Leave them aside.
Like, the Magic always seemed kind of cool, but they always had a star player. Like, they did have,
sure.
like, whether it was T-Mac, Dwight Howard, Shaq in the 90s,
what if
Penny
I said
Hardaway?
You the Spurs?
Yeah, but that was their thing. The Spurs are
true.
No. The Spurs made it like they leaned into it. Like now we're boring, but we'll just beat you. We'll be boring about it, but we'll win. Like Greg Popovich will be salty. You know Tony Parker, Ginobili. That's their thing. At least they know their lane and they stick to it.
See, you referenced the Grizzlies in my ear, Carter. I think the Grizzlies are ridiculously over the top, and so actually they do evoke emotion because their entire organization is
you can't stand.
Minor leagues.
Well,
the Pelicans evoke no emotion for me. None.
The Pelicans?
None.
Yeah, they've
the
never.
The Utah Jazz.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were good, right, during your era. Didn't they have, you know, the mailman?
Yeah. Back when Jesus roamed the earth, they were good.
Well, back in Utah, too. Shout out JC.
Well,
all the Latter-day Saints over there.
They're more Mormon, yeah. So.
Well, they believe in Jesus. Yeah, it's all right. Come on. Book of Mormon, baby. So what we're getting at here is that there are a lot of fan bases that no one, like, just cares about in general. And that's a problem in the league, and that's a problem in society right now that we need to fix. And that's why we have these conversations about moving teams to different places. As we mentioned, Utah and Arizona, the Arizona Coyotes, formerly the NHL team there, it's now over in Utah. Do they even come up with a name? Is it still like the Utah Hockey Club? I don't even know if they
Yeti.
The Yetis. I think there's a lot of irrelevant hockey teams, and you know, the Sharks might be one of them.
So no, they got cool uniforms.
No, people I agree, but I'm saying I'm going to omit hockey for now.
Okay.
Let's go the big three.
Okay.
NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA. Let's narrow it down to four or five. Cardinals have got to be in this top four or five of most emotionless, don't care one way or the other teams in sports.
The only time we cared about the Arizona Cardinals was when, like, legitimately cared about. It was the Kurt Warner run with Larry Fitzgerald. Like, that was it. And that was because of Kurt Warner. It wasn't because of the Cardinals.
Sure.
It was Kurt Warner was amazing. It was like, wow, this story, 40-year-old Kurt Warner, are you serious? He's going to do this thing?
So they had 5 seconds in 80 years. Who else is on the list? We've narrowed it down. We got Texans, Panthers, Jacksonville.
We didn't even mention the most irrelevant franchise of my lifetime. The Charlotte Bobcats / Hornets. They are, without a doubt, the most irrelevant franchise of all time.
People love their unis.
I was just going to say, like, for me, Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning, like, those jerseys were sick.
But the Bobcats era, Joe, might have been the most forgettable era ever.
Okay, I'm making you pick between Wizards and Hornets. Who would you select?
I guess if you're putting me on the spot, I'll take the Wizards then.
All right.
Because they're even their jerseys right now are just so...
Wizards are awful. All right. So we got it. How about the Hawks? Are they on there? Or are they too relevant?
No. Trey Young's had some relevancy here recently.
Okay, so we'll scratch them off.
Yeah. I know.
Rockies?
Rockies don't do anything. Their one moment of, what was it, Clint Hurdle, 2007, they get swept because they had like 2 weeks off.
If I made you choose between the Nationals and the Rockies, who are you taking? Or the Marlins?
No, Marlins have actually won some stuff. They've done things. They've
sold the Nats.
Yeah, but the way the Marlins have done it, because they've been dumpster fires too, that they've been like so bad, like you have to look at their awfulness. Like that is something to be. And they had that like the new stadium and everything, and that sculpture in center field that they got rid of. They have something there. The Nationals, like the D.C. area, doesn't even care about the Nationals.
They had Juan Soto and Bryce Harper and Strasburg.
Yeah, I know. No one cared.
Okay.
Did you?
Okay.
Did you?
A little.
A little. Stop. You cared about Strasburg
more
for a second.
More than the Rockies.
Yeah, but they had Tulowitzki and Ubaldo Jimenez, and they had, who's my guy?
Matt Holliday.
They had Helton. Yeah, there you go. They had some people. Jay in the Bay has some. Do you want to go to Jay in the Bay?
Let's go. Because I think the Pelicans should be on this list.
We're talking about most irrelevant.
Yeah, I'm going to put the Pelicans on the list.
Okay, we're doing the big three. So we're
comprehensive.
Doing baseball.
I got Cardinals, Wizards, Pelicans. Off the rip.
Okay, baseball, basketball, NFL here. The most irrelevant franchises of the big three. 888-957-9570. The 49ers are getting ready to play one of the most irrelevant franchises, the Arizona Cardinals. I hope Cardinals fans, if there are any, if you're pissed off about this conversation, call in 888-957-9570. Defend your franchise.
About you ever.
Ever. Jay in the Bay, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I mean, you guys definitely hit it on the head, though. I mean, or you guys said it, you're only doing the big three. So, I mean, I got to say, even being from the Bay, the Sharks have been irrelevant to the NHL almost as long as they've been in the franchise. They made it to one Stanley Cup and have had a couple of playoff runs and haven't really done much.
I mean, they've had more than just a couple playoff runs, Jay. And that in that stretch, I know recently in the last decade it's been pretty bad, so I hear you on that. But there was a moment where the Sharks were just knocking on the door constantly, constantly, constantly. They just couldn't get over the top. And it's actually funny we bring up the Sharks because Sam and I were kind of doing a deep dive on this before the show. Of like they were playing in an era where the Red Wings were winning, where, you know, the Penguins, Sidney Crosby.
Avalanche.
Where the Avalanche, well, obviously more recently. But yeah. And then you got, you know, the Blackhawks with the Patrick Kane-led Blackhawks team that won 3 Stanley Cups. Like they were playing in a really deep era in the Western Conference where, you know, no shame to them. And they did get through. And they end up running into, kind of like the Niners did, a buzzsaw that was the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the greatest player maybe of all time, not of all time, as Wayne Gretzky, but of his generation, is Sidney Crosby. Like, that, there's no shame in losing to them, and they were stacked in their own right. So I disagree that the Sharks have been irrelevant for their inception, because you talked about it. They were more of a niche product here in the Bay when they came as an expansion franchise, but everyone was wearing those starter Shark jackets.
Everybody.
Everyone in their hats. It was great.
All right. So, what about the Royals? The Kansas City Royals? Because I think of Bo Jackson. I think of George Brett. I think of Bobby Witt. I think of the World Series more recently.
Alex Gordon.
But they are pretty irrelevant.
Eric Hosmer, Salvador Perez, Ned Yost. Boom, Yosted. Remember
no
that?
No one is saying Ned Yost in sports.
They went to back-to-back World Series. They won one of them. Like that I don't scoff at that. But the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs came right after them and said, no one cares about you Royals anymore because we have Patrick Mahomes and we have Andy Reid and we're just going to be competing with every single Super Bowl all the time. That's how they became irrelevant in their own city. No one cares about, like, seriously. Patrick Mahomes is a minority owner there, and even he doesn't even care about the Royals.
All right. So you're going to put the Royals on this list?
Sure. Let's put them on there. Even though I love the, again, there's a lot of these teams that are irrelevant, but they do have some sick news.
Are the Falcons on this list? I think they are.
Yes! I have never cared about them.
What about the Chargers? I actually think they've been very socially relevant.
Yeah.
Culturally relevant.
I keep forgetting that they're in LA and not San Diego. I don't know if that plays into their relevance or not.
But that's part of the joke about the Chargers is that, like, no one wants them. And, like, it's kind of like the
orphan. Yeah, but
like,
I think they've also been good for, like, you know.
They have been for our lifetimes. They've had a LaDainian Tomlinson. They've had Philip Rivers. They've had moments. Yeah. Again, they were just in an era where they had the Colts and the Patriots and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady dominating.
All right, so we've got Cardinals, Wizards, Pels, Rockies, Royals, Falcons. Would you throw the T-Wolves in there?
Ooh. Can I ask you something about the Falcons? I kind of have an issue with that. The Mike Vick era was like one of the biggest things in
pretty
football at the time.
It was open and closed.
Yeah, but he kind of was like AI as far as the culture.
So
right?
Take the Falcons off?
I just think it's really hard for me to put the Falcons on there.
Is that more about the Falcons or or the Michael Vick?
No, I agree with that, but he was on the Falcons for it. Come on.
Choose between Carolina, Jacksonville, Houston Texans, and Atlanta. Who's in, who's out?
I'm taking the Falcons off that list, and you can keep the other three.
Yeah. Texans, Carolina, Jacksonville. Who makes the cut?
Texans, Carolina, Jacksonville.
It's got to be the Texans, right?
I mean, the Jags haven't even, like... Yeah, the Texans are so new. Like, that's
so
part
ugly,
of it.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, but they're
so bad.
They're also so new. Had they stayed the Oilers... I do think we view them a little bit differently.
Texas A&M is more popular than they are.
Well, University of Texas dominates down there. Like,
so we're going to go with Texans.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're down to, like, the Jazz, the T-Wolves, the Nats. Who are we omitting? Come on.
Would you guys put the Lions on there? I mean, they've been relevant the last couple years, but for, like, 60 years, they were just, like,
I think they
the team that just lost.
But they were so bad. They're the NFC version of the Browns. That is something.
And the Jets.
And the Jets. Like,
I'm kind of with you. They are so awful. Like the Pirates.
Yeah.
Like the Pirates in baseball. Yeah. They're so bad, they're relevant.
Yes, that exactly.
What about the Twins? Come on, the Twins?
The Twins, or maybe the Reds, too.
Yeah, but they got such cool unis.
Yes. I always like the Twins uniforms, but I hear you. It's red, white, and blue. And they've kind of had that gold trim now recently where they've kind of been something. But I hear the TC hats. I don't know. They always did something for me. But Joe Mauer being their high watermark and him being so boring this last century, I think that's a good one to put in there. And I always put them like, oh, the Twins, yeah, they're nice. But they'll be one and done if they make the playoffs every single time. Without failure, they will do that every single time.
So I'm going to add the Jazz to this. All right. So. Let's just say I do this, all right? You have a choice.
Oh, God.
What's the worst choice? You're a Cardinal fan, you're a Wizard fan, you're a Pelican fan, you're a Rocky fan, you're a Royal fan, you're a Texans fan, a Twins fan, or a Jazz fan. Those are the eight bottom teams in the three sports that we have narrowed it down to. What's the worst of those?
Pelicans, not even close. The Pelicans don't even want to be the Pelicans. They don't even know what their mascot is. Remember that weird baby-looking thing they had for a second?
I think the Commanders would have been on this
list. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know, but at least the Commanders were a dumpster fire, and you can laugh at Dan Snyder. Like, Albert Haynesworth, you can think of the moments there, and also some sad stuff.
You're taking the Pelicans as the worst.
Dude,
I think it's an Arizona Cardinal fan.
Hold on. Does the city of New Orleans even know they have a basketball team?
Probably not.
Do they even care? Tulane football matters more in New Orleans than them. I love you, Steiny, but the Green Wave means more than Zion Williamson over there. They're not even going to see Zion at the stadium. They'll just see Zion at the bar or at, Cafe du Monde, whatever, having his beignets. That's what they care about.
So you're taking the Pelicans as the worst team in sports to be a fan of because there's no emotion.
Not even close. 888-957-9570. What
is the worst team that you could be a fan of today currently? What is it? Like a relevancy where you just feel like there's no hope at all. 888-957-9570.
The Brooklyn Nets.
That's a good
could
one.
Be on this list.
See, I liked them and respected them more when they were the New Jersey Nets because it sounded cooler.
I did too.
Like, at least Jersey, it's their own thing. It's a different state. Like, that's cool. Jersey, it's
I'm
a Jersey
you,
thing.
To me, because of the way football is, every like 5 to 10 years, you should be good enough to somehow make the playoffs. The Cardinals have got to be it for me. It's so bad to be a Cardinal fan. It must be awful. You've seen Seattle win a Super Bowl. You've seen the Niners be in a million Super Bowls. You've seen the Rams be in multiple Super Bowls and win one.
Anthony and Hayward's got a great one that we have not brought up.
Who's that?
Anthony, you're on the Morning Roast. What's that? What's the most irrelevant team that you could think of?
The Anaheim Los Angeles Angels.
That's a great one.
I totally forgot about them.
Mike Trout forgot he was on that team, too. And the league forgot about it. Hi, Anthony.
Is that the team you'd least want to be a fan of?
Yeah, the Angels. I love Ohtani, but, yeah, the Angels, they're horrible.
God. You said that, Anthony. I was so, like, Ohtani was an Angel for a while. Even I forgot about
With
that.
With Trout.
With Trout.
That's the craziest.
They played zero playoff games. I was like, Mike Trout might be the most wasted career in professional sports in terms of just, like, how great of a player he was versus the lack of success his team had.
You know what the common denominator is? Not only just horrific ownership.
Yeah.
On a lot of these, awful uniforms, too.
I was just
Pelicans, awful uniforums.
Angels stink right now, too.
I like their City Connects are sweet.
If they just went back to the California Angels and with that, see, that was a red, white, and blue. That was cool. Or they had the Angel Wings, which I actually was a fan of once upon a time. Those were fun.
I think the Rockies have cool jerseys. The Wizards have awful jerseys.
Horrible.
Awful.
And so they revamped them recently, too.
And the Arizona Cardinals have awful jerseys. They're awful.
I will say this, the Angels, they definitely was. They were the only one of all these teams where you just asked that actually had the best player at one time in the sport, and still no one cared. I would go to those A's Angels games at the Coliseum just to see Shohei and Mike Trout. I was like, oh, Mike Trout's going to hit a home run or two, and the final score is 6-3 A's, and the final score is 8-2 every single time. What is the tungsten arm O'Doyle that won?
I'm getting text messages that the Titans should be on this.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The fact we even forgot to mention the Titans kind of.
Remember the Titans, right? So come on, we got to remember the Titans.
I didn't forget it, but I thought of the Music City Miracle, so that was just hard for me to put them on.
I mean, Cameron will change that.
Lo'Neal. Lo'Neal, baby. Let's go. Come on, don't say that to Lowe.
Cal football should be on this list.
By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube and participating, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. I mentioned Lo'Neal, and Niner fans, join Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings at Laughing Moment Brewing for the 49ers pregame show. Food, fun, a shuttle to the game, all right there, Laughing Moment Brewing in Santa Vale. Sign up for the spot on the shuttle via the website, 95centthegame.com.
All right, I'm making you choose between these four teams. Cardinals of Arizona, Houston Texans, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars. What's the worst existence as a fan?
Well, as a fan, only a couple of those teams have not been to a Super Bowl, and that sucks. Like, the Jaguars came close, and
Blake Bortles, remember, he was beating, I think it was Tom Brady at halftime.
He was.
And they took a knee with like a minute and a half to go instead of going for a drive. And Jalen Ramsey was like, yeah, that's the play. Like, you guys are done.
Yeah, there's a ticky-tack DPI call in that game, I want to say. And like it totally like changed the entire like narrative of that game. Because they could have easily, like, imagine how we're talking about Tom Brady if he lost an AFC championship game to Blake Bortles. Oh, my God. That being said,
I'd rather be a Browns fan than any of those teams.
Yes, Browns or the Lions, quite frankly. They have some history.
Titans are so bad. Their blue helmets are terrible.
Can't wait to ask John Gambadoro this. 7 minutes, Sister Station, Odyssey, Arizona, because he will probably say that even in Arizona, like, they'd take Arizona State or the University of Arizona over, like, the Cardinals. They might.
Yeah.
They might.
I, as a season ticket holder, have back-to-back games. It's Cardinals, Jags. You want to talk about putrid, looking at your season tickets. You're like, Cardinals, Jags, back to back?
Well, the Jaguars, shouldn't they just be in London by now? Like, seriously. Wait, the league doesn't even want Jacksonville in America. They want the Jags over the London Jaguars. And by the way, I do think that's coming here in our lifetime. There's going to be a team across the pond, which is insane, that we're going to have flights all the way over there, and they're going to go global. It's going to be crazy.
What's wild to me is that the Rockies and the Arizona Cardinals have been in the Giants and Niners divisions for multiple decades. I think 02 was NFL realignment, and I want to say 97 was after the strike was when they did Major League Baseball realignment. Mm. They've evoked emotion for me zero times in the last multiple decades. Zero.
None.
Even though I know when we face them, it's always going to be tricky because they're so god-awful, we overlook them.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're getting a lot on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line.
You brought up the Blazers. That's a good one. But I remember, see, I'm a little older. Like,
Jailblazers?
I love the Blazers. The Bonzi Wells, you know, even going back, Jerome Kersey. You guys don't remember Jerome Kersey, but like Rod Strickland, Terry Porter. I love those. Clyde Drexler. I love those Blazers because I hated the Lakers. So like, I was like, Blazers, please win.
And then they had the little run with LaMarcus Aldridge. They had Brandon Roy for a hot second.
Yeah,
and I love
fun.
Brandon Roy.
I just hate McCollum and Dame.
Yeah. So, well, CJ in particular. I like Dame. CJ is just, is he even on a team anymore? Did they get, he got traded?
It's on the Wizards.
Oh, my God.
So he might as well not be.
It all comes full circle in this conversation.
He got traded for Jordan Poole.
A Pelican and a Wizard.
You just mentioned the trade right there of irrelevancy. Jordan Poole, CJ McCollum, Pelicans, Wizards. Oh, the conversation came full circle. Thank you so much, Carter. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed at San Francisco. John Gambadoro joining us next, talking Niners, Cardinals. And it's going to be brought to you by Frontier Ford. Hurry to Frontier Ford. Lease the all-electric Mustang Mach-E for $225 a month, I should say, or buy with 0% APR, 72 months with a $2,000 rebate. Federal EV tax credits on Mach-E and F-150 Lightning expire September 30th. FrontierFord.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
The
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're talking about irrelevant franchises, and you know, a lot of people view the Arizona Cardinals as one that's kind of faceless. Like, who are they? You know, even within their own region, you know, the D-backs have won a title. They've been there. They were just in a World Series recently. Yeah, I love Chase Field. It's great. It's got a pool. Got a pool out there, Joe, in center field. You ever been out there?
Went to it. You cannot just go show up to the pool. You have to have those particular seats, so they have to like rent it out or however what they call it, reserving it or whatever.
Oh, you can't just jump in there? Just
yeah,
I went
there a couple years ago with Lucas and Nash and my wife, and we had a good time. Nice. We'll go visit Nash.
Nice. And then obviously all those different...
Went to Kevin Durant's final game with the Suns? Yes, I think so.
That was a forgettable one. By the way, I can't wait to see KD.
No, not as Friday. It was a playoff game.
It was against the Nuggets, right, where they got destroyed?
It was Chris Paul's final game with the Suns.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, because KD's was last year.
Yeah, they got destroyed by the Nuggets.
They did. Who's going to destroy who? Is there going to be someone getting destroyed on Sunday at Levi's Stadium? I'm not thinking any of these teams are going to roll, whether that be the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray or the 49ers and quarterback X. Is it going to be Mac Jones? Is it going to be Brock Purdy? Well, let's talk about it with John Gambadoro. Afternoon Drive on our sister station, 98.7 KMVP in Phoenix. And he joins us courtesy of River Islands. As all guests at 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And John, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. Let me just ask you this first, because we just had an entire 30 minutes going through the list of the big three sports in America, basketball, football, and baseball. And talking about franchises that are just kind of faceless, right? We mentioned the Washington Wizards. We mentioned, you know, the Charlotte Hornets. We mentioned, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kind of just teams that when you say them, it doesn't do anything for you.
Zero emotion.
Zero.
I've been going to Niner games my whole life. You guys have been in the division. The Cardinals have since 2002. They evoke zero emotion from me. Not that I don't think it's going to be a tough game. I just, they're just nothing. Literally nothing.
Why is that, John?
Well, first off, I mean, I've been here for 29 years, but as you can tell by my accent, I grew up when the Cardinals were in the NFC East, right? When they played the Giants and they played the Eagles and they played the Cowboys, and the Cardinals were irrelevant then. I mean, as a Giants fan growing up as a kid, watching Parcells win a couple of Super Bowls, Sims and Hostetler, nobody gave the Cardinals an afterthought. And I move out here, and they were here since 88. And the Suns are the original team. Everybody loves the Phoenix Suns. They were here in the 60s, so, you know, they've got that that nobody else has. We had a hockey team here, but we lost them because nobody supported them. The baseball team won the World Series in 01. Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, Luis Gonzalez. The Cardinals football teams had a lot of struggles. It's had a lot of struggles. Kyler Murray's been here for like this eighth year now, and he's been to the playoffs once, and they got spanked by the Rams. So it's been a while since they were relevant. They were in the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner. Obviously, they came very close to winning it. But they've had one playoff win since then, guys. One playoff win since that Super Bowl in 2008.
I mean, all my years of going to Candlestick and then now Levi's, I've legitimately never met a Cardinal fan. So you talk to them on a daily basis. How
do
you
not, ever leave the house?
I've never seen one.
John, I got to back him up on this one.
You've never seen a Cardinal fan?
No. I've never met a Cardinal fan, ever. I've been going to games my whole life. I'm not even trying to be that guy.
They sell out every single game. They sell out every single game.
I've never met a Cardinal fan. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah. So are you afraid of planes? Do you never get on a plane? Do you not travel? Do you live in this... I can tell you guys don't get much sun. Do you guys live in this little bubble where you never get out? There are plenty of Cardinal fans. Now, you can rag on them not having any success, but you're not going to sit here and tell me that the stadium's 50% full every game. They sell out every single game. And even if you go to Now, they don't have the fan base like the Cowboys when they travel, but they do have fans at every game.
No, I'm not saying that they don't. What I'm saying is I don't have a feel for the fans of the Cardinals that I've never met. Like, how they feel about Kyler. Because, like, Kyler to me is, like, he's extremely talented, but I just, yeah. I don't know what to make of him.
Joe, I love doing the show with you guys because I can't get any names wrong. I got Joe and I got Joe.
There you go, perfect.
Here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you about Kyler, because I say this all the time. If you have a top 10 quarterback, you know what you have. If you got, what are you laughing at, Joe? No. If you got a bottom 10 quarterback, because I can see you now. I can see you. So top 10 quarterback, you know what you have. Bottom 10 quarterback, you know what you have. You know what sucks? When you got a quarterback in the middle, because you don't know if the quarterback's good enough. And if you get rid of him, you might be worse. Kyler Murray's always ranked right around 15th or 16th. He's right smack in the middle. You can get rid of him and get a lot worse, or you can try to get better. He's never won a playoff game. He's made a lot of money. He's been here for a long time. I think he's good. I think he's good, but I don't think he's great. So that's where you come into the problem. Like, how many years do you run with Ryan Tannehill? How many years do you run with Kirk Cousins? How many years do you run with Jay Cutler before you realize that, hey, I'm not going to win a Super Bowl with this guy? This is a big year for Kyler.
Talking about John Gambadori here on the Morning Roast Afternoon Drive, 98.7 KMVP in Phoenix, as the Niners have their home opener at Levi's this Sunday, taking on the Arizona Cardinals. And, John, we were asking it last week to all, like, the people from the Saints organization, from people that knew Mac Jones from the Patriots, but just the drop-off you feel like heading into this game, if it is Mac Jones under center this Sunday, and we'll see. Brock's been limited participant in practice last few days. Maybe he's got a shot. I would still be surprised if he starts this Sunday. What do you think the drop-off is from Brock Purdy to Mac Jones?
You know, you played New Orleans last week. He did a good job. He holds onto the ball a little bit too long. So he's going to get hit, take those quarterback hits and the pressures. I think Mac Jones is a very capable backup quarterback, just like we have here in Arizona, Jacoby Brissett. What you want is, you know, Browning's going to replace Burrow. Browning won 4 out of 7 games last year replacing Burrow. I think when you've got your backup quarterback in, you're not expecting to win a Super Bowl. You're saying, if he's got to play 4 games, can he win 2? Can he win 3? The Cardinals have that with Jacoby Brissett this year. They didn't have it last year with Clayton Toon. I think the benefit is, you know, the Cardinals' secondary is really banged up, especially at the cornerback spot. Mac Jones has played in enough games where you say, okay, he's got a veteran presence. But do I think there's a drop-off? Yeah, I think there's a drop-off. You're going from your starter to a backup. There should be a drop-off. Now, you beat New Orleans. New Orleans isn't any good. Cardinals beat them, too. But when you start playing better teams, are you more comfortable with Brock Purdy or Mac Jones? It should be Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I think most are more comfortable with Brock Purdy. But because of the toe injury, I think people don't want him to play prematurely, re-aggravate it, or play compromise, right, and then have a more serious injury because of the money invested into him.
Yeah, I saw some things, you know, in trying to preview this game this week where people were like, oh, Purdy's going to rush himself back because he's afraid of Mac Jones. Why? Why? Why is Brock Purdy? Oh, they liked Mac Jones in the draft. Shanahan wanted to take him instead of Lance. And I don't think – if Purdy can play, he'll play. And if he can't play, he won't play. And when he's ready to come back, he'll get his job back. I can't see a scenario in which Mac Jones ends up keeping the starting job.
So who is this Cardinal team right now? Fantasy players are going to know James Conner and Harrison and Kyler and obviously mm-hmm. the tight end McBride, who's extremely talented. I mean, he's just really good.
Great player.
Who is this Cardinals team walking into Levi's this weekend? Give me both sides of the ball, maybe some strengths and weaknesses.
So they're 2-0. So there's 2-0 just like the Rams and the 49ers. They did not play great in either game. Carolina and New Orleans. They were blowing Carolina out like 27-3. And then they fell apart in the second half. And they scored 7 points and then didn't score again. Same thing against New Orleans. They scored like 3 points in the second half. They're a team that's really struggled in the second half of football games to put teams away. They should have put New Orleans away, should have put Carolina had the ball and a chance to win the game at the end, and the Cardinals were up 27-3. They're struggling to run. They can't get James Conner going. That's been a problem. That's an offensive line issue. Marvin Harrison Jr., same thing. We debated all the time. Should they have taken Malik Nabers? But the difference is, like, the Giants don't have a tight end. The Cardinals have maybe the best catching tight end in the NFL, in Trey McBride. So Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going to get 13 targets a game, but you still, like, he was like, he's your top pick. He was the first player taken, not a receiver. That wasn't a quarterback, excuse me. You want to get him more involved in the offense. Outside of McBride and Marvin Harrison Jr. so far this year, they've had nothing, nothing. They're number two receiver, number three receiver, number four receiver. They each have like two catches each. So they play a lot of tight ends. They'll play a lot of tight ends. You'll see three tight ends on the field a lot. And defensively, we thought that they'd be better at pressuring the quarterback, and they're good at it, but they're not getting the quarterback sacks that we thought they would after they spent the money on Josh Sweat. He had a good game last week, but we are expecting a little bit more of a wrecking crew type of defense. Haven't seen it yet, but I think it's on its way.
Talking about John Gambadoro here on the Morning Roast, 98.7 KMVP in Phoenix. And John, I want to play this sound for you and for the audience because I thought it was pretty funny. Calais Campbell, obviously, this guy, he's been around for so damn long. I think he might be a future Hall of Famer. I got to check the stats, but he's been around, feels like, for like I was 15 years. But this is what he had to say yesterday when asked who he'd rather face at quarterback, Brock Purdy or Mac Jones.
You want a truthful answer? The truthful answer is I'd much rather play against Mac Jones. and that's not a shot because Mac is a first-round talent, and you know he can do all the things. Yeah. He just hasn't been that defense. He hasn't been that offense a long time, so you know he just is still going through it. But with, you know, with Brock, I mean, he's a master of the offense. He can make it go. I'm willing to play whoever they put in front of me. We go out there and we go earn it. But we have a little bit of advantage, you know, with just a quarterback who hasn't been there as long in the offense versus somebody who's a master of it.
Now, John, I think he caught himself there. The way he was laughing for 5-6 seconds. Does that tell me he doesn't think highly of Mac Jones, or you believe in him when he said afterwards, like, no, he just doesn't know the offense very well?
Man, you want to feel old? Calais was on the Super Bowl team with Kurt Warner back in 08 when they lost to the Steelers. He was on that team.
What?
Calais Campbell was on the Cardinals team that played in the Super Bowl in 2008.
Hey, John, I was a sophomore in high school then. So, now I have two kids and I'm 32. So there you go.
That's how old Calais is. That's how old Calais is.
Wow.
He played with Edgerrin James in the Super Bowl. I think he's just giving you guys an honest answer, man. I'd rather play against the backup than play against the starter. If it wasn't for Calais, they might not have won that game last week. He's the guy that sacked Bryce Young to win the game. See, this is going to be his last year. He still plays at a high level. He just has to play less snaps, right? He can't play the same amount of snaps. You got to play him like 30, 35% of the time. That's why they have all this depth now in the defensive line. But I think he's giving you an honest answer. I mean, how many, if you, honestly, who's going to say I would rather play the starter than the backup on any team in this league?
No, well, I think Carson Wentz maybe over J.J. McCarthy, but that's about it.
I mean, that's a pretty unique situation.
It is. But that's it. Yeah.
I don't even think I would take that. I've seen enough of Carson Wentz to know that he's not very good.
Hey, he got an MVP. If he didn't get hurt, John, let's be fair, he was going to be an MVP, but that was back like 9 years ago. So I hear you.
Yeah, God. That's nice. They got rid of him, and then they won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I can't believe you referenced 2008, because I earlier referenced 07, Monday night, the back end of a doubleheader when the Niners played the Cardinals, and Arnaz Battle scored on an end-around, and Matt Leinart was the starting quarterback, and Ken Wisenhunt was the coach against Mike Nolan. I can't believe, I now cannot believe Campbell was in the league in 08 the very next year. Like, my mind is blown from that. Wow.
Yeah, that Super Bowl, he was like, I think it might have been his rookie year. But he was, I know, it's crazy. For guys to play that long in the league, you think about. Now, we knew him here because he was playing with, at that time, there was Carlos Dansby and Darnell Dockett. Fitzgerald. Yeah. Anquan Boldin. It's crazy to think that he was on that team.
Edge was an old man running back on one of those teams. Marcel
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chip was a name that always came to mind. J.J. Arrington, the Cal guy. I mean, there's so many guys on those old Cardinal teams. We were talking about old man Emmett Smith as like a 35-year-old. I said, because I hated the Cowboys, and I'm like, I just have to respect Emmett Smith playing as a 35-year-old running behind the offensive line of the Arizona Cardinals and doing work against the Niners. It's just you guys have had some hell of, like, old-school players back then.
Well, when we think of Edger and James, they got Emmett. He played 2 years here, and he was okay for one of them. Edge was towards the end, left the Colts. But here's the thing about Edge, which is fascinating. They could have drafted Adrian Peterson, but they didn't because they had Edger and James. So they were like, nah, we can't take Adrian Peterson. We just spent all this money on Edger and James. They passed on Adrian Peterson and didn't get much out of Edger and James because he was at the end. But that's why they didn't take Adrian Peterson, because of Edger and James's presence on the team.
All right, let me throw a random one at you. We're going to switch to basketball. Jonathan Kuminga is a huge topic, 24/7, 365 for the Warriors and the Warrior fans right now. Do the Suns want him? Do you want him? Like, I mean, what's going on here with Jonathan Kuminga from the Phoenix perspective?
Yeah, the Suns do like him, and the Suns would bring him on here, and they would pay him. But it's a matter of what are they going to give up to get him, and I just don't think I think it's hard to get a deal done. The Suns don't have any draft capital going forward. They don't have any draft capital. But they've liked Kuminga all summer. They've kept their eye on him. I'm very close to these situations. If you go back to my reporting on KD to Golden State at the trade deadline and everything like that, but I just don't know that they have what it takes to get it done and what Golden State would want out of Kuminga. Now, last thing we heard was they were, closing in on a deal in Golden State, might be able to get something done. But did the Suns like him? Yes. Would the Suns trade for him? Yes. But Go look at the Suns' assets and tell me what you think you would want for Jonathan Kuminga. They don't have much.
We'll take Grayson Allen and a bag of chips at this point. But
deal. Deal. Let's sign that up. Sign it up.
Hey, John, we're actually...
I'll send you some of the best burritos from here. So we'll send that as well.
Okay.
Deal. You can have Grayson Allen, a bag of chips, and two burritos.
I'd rather have a tea time at one of your better golf courses, quite frankly.
Hey, John, we got Jonathan Kuminga's agent, Aaron Turner, coming up on the show after us at 10:30. What would you ask Jonathan Kuminga's agent? You could ask one question to a John.
That's a great question.
What would it be?
Why don't you want to stay in Golden State?
That was Shasky's, literally. We played this game an hour ago. He asked these things.
It's a very simple question.
At what point did it all fall apart for you? Like, this whole saga has been draining, quite frankly. And it's the only thing the league keeps talking about, too. Shams, Anthony Slater. It's just been with the qualifying offer deadlines October 1st. So hopefully it happens then or before that. We'll see.
Is there a feeling that when Curry, I mean, here's the thing, you guys are in limbo too, man. You're always constantly going to be an 8 or a 9 or a 10 seed the way you're going. I mean, at least the Suns just blew it up. Say goodbye to Durant. Thank God. I'm so happy he's gone. Say goodbye to Beal. I'm happy he's gone too. They're not going to win a lot of games, but at least they'll be young and they'll be fun and they'll be exciting. You guys are going to have to get to that point too.
Well, we'd like to have Booker from you for nothing, but that's never going to happen. So, John, I will apologize. I wasn't meaning to be disrespectful. I legitimately don't know any Cardinal. Like, I have no friends or anyone in my realm that I've personally met who's a Cardinal fan. And I meant no disrespect. I do. I really enjoy having you on. I love your perspective.
Is Brock Purdy a Cardinals fan?
Or I know. So you're basically saying you don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, I live in a bubble.
we have a thing when the Cardinals come to San Francisco. We've got a thing called the Bird Gang Travel. It's a Bird Gang Travel Club. They go to all the road games.
Okay.
Go into the stands and go. How you doing? I'm Joe. I never met a Cardinal fan before. I just want to talk to you guys for 10 minutes.
You know what?
Do an on-the-scene thing. I've never met a Cardinal fan. Be a great radio bit. I've never met a Cardinal fan before. I'll set it up. Those guys go to every game. Bird Gang Travel. They'll be there with a whole bunch of Cardinal fans for the 49er game at your place.
So all three of them will be there.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yes. Three times
20. I'm going to try to find them.
Hey, John, good stuff, man.
You're good sport.
We appreciate the time this morning, man.
You got it. Joe, good luck finding some friends.
That's John Gambadoro joining us here on the River Islands guest line. As all guests in 95.7 The Game, three on the River Islands guest line, 98.7 KMVP in Phoenix.
Gang.
Well, he's been in Arizona for 30 years, and how does he still have that accent? That's what I want to know. He must visit and travel back to the East Coast a bunch. He has to.
Is the baby song, what happened to that boy? Is that their, like, theme song?
There's also got to be a joke in there somewhere that, like, the voice of the Cardinals fan is from the East Coast. I'm sorry. He's got a thick New York accent, and he's the voice of your squad. I love you, Johnny. Hey, by the way, it's the lighting that makes us look more
like. What are you laughing at, Joe?
Hey, what are you laughing at?
I was laughing because everyone was like, dude, I think he's disrespected. I was like, I hope he didn't. It was me being sincere.
I mean, it was absolutely the conversation we were having before was absolutely disrespectful.
What do you mean?
And we were making fun of franchises no one cares about. We're just
all
destroying
I said was
fans.
I personally never. Okay, great example. I've personally never met a New Orleans Pelican fan. Is that me being disrespectful?
No, it's just facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, but it comes off as disrespectful how we present it and how we're laughing about it. That is where it gets disrespectful.
Here's what I'll say to you. I am a Warrior fan, and I was a Warrior fan during a time when no one wanted to be a Warrior fan. No one did. I had friends who jumped ship to the Kings because they were the cool thing. Or the Lakers, guru. And whoever
the Kings! We didn't even bring up the Kings! How could we not bring them up? Talk about irrelevant. Oh my gosh.
I'll back up Shasky on the Warrior fan thing there, because when I went out to Miami my freshman year, I was the first Warrior fan that so many people had met. Like I was like, I'm a Golden State Warrior fan. I'm like, where do they even play?
Me and my cousin Mike had gear. Like, I have all these pictures on the on my Instagram of me and my cousin Mike. We're like 8 years old. We're just draped in Warrior gear.
Is this white Mike or black Mike?
No, this is big Mike.
Okay, got it.
Okay, right. Big Mike. And like, no one had Warrior gear. You know how, like, we were so proud of our Warrior swag? It's like, no one even knew where the hell the Warriors were. Yeah, and I know all
Shaq didn't.
Like,
what? Shaq, when he played here, he said, where's Golden State? I don't know where I am right now. Dabo Sweeney at Levi's Stadium when they won the championship at Clemson. I don't even know where the hell I am in California.
He's not wrong.
Santa Clara.
He's not wrong. So it takes one to know one.
By the way, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Cardi, paying attention. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series. He's Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries
Tulsa
yet,
King?
Forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get after it, dude. Paramount Plus. Come on. Let's go.
Speaking of old school photos, you were born what year?
1993, till infinity. Yep, 93, baby.
I posted a photo of my baseball team when I was in, like, I don't know, seventh grade or whatever, mid-90s, this morning on Instagram. And it's an old school park, Potrero Rec Center, which is now called Pelega. And shout out Racer, one of the great St. Mary's Park legends, one of the fastest guys in San Francisco. And rest in peace, Reggie Milligan. I mean, back in the day, we're all rocking the St. Mary's Giants gear back in the day. And mm-hmm. he has the dopest 1990s 49er jacket Racer does. Oh, with the Filas, the fresh Filas.
I love Filas. Remember, did you guys ever rock K-Swiss back in the day?
No,
I rocked some K. Yeah, Carter.
No, I didn't.
The K-Swiss.
No, it was Keds.
Where my K-Swiss. Yeah. My K-Swiss.
I couldn't afford those. I had Payless shoes for a while, and then grandma would get me my Nikes.
I went to, for a while when, like, the light-up shoes were cool when I was, like, a little kid, you had to go to, like, the Big Five to get, like, the light-up shoes.
You guys
so
even
we do
know
that.
What Payless was?
Yeah, no. Yes, we know what Payless
well,
was.
I don't know.
God.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Jesus. How old? Like, we're not 20. We're in our 30s, yo. We're millennials. I told you that. We're in the same generation.
When did Payless stop being a thing?
Ooh, I think they went bankrupt, like, in our
house. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
okay.
A couple years ago, I want
to
say.
I remember when we were kids, like, you know, to get your, like, school shoes and all that stuff.
Correct.
We'd go there, and, like, there'd be one on Mission.
Or, like,
that we
restaurants.
Would always go to.
Or, like, restaurants. If you worked in a restaurant, they had, like, the non-slip shoes that you would go to go.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd go there for them. Or, like, construction shoes, I wanted to say, too. Like, some steel toe. They had, like, cheaper versions
was
of them.
Black, orange, and white was the logo?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. For
Payless. Or was it yellow?
No, it was orange. It was orange, black, and white, like the Orioles and Giants. So there you go.
Yeah.
By the way, can I play this Calais Campbell sound one more time? He was absolutely...
He sounds like a giant.
Well, he sounds
well,
like...
Well, he is.
He's laughing. He's laughing.
Like, well, I'm bigger than him.
It sounds like he's licking his chops to play Mac Jones.
You want a truthful answer? The truthful answer is I'd much rather play against Mac Jones. and that's not a shot because Mac is a first-round talent and, you know, he can do all the things.
Yeah.
He just hasn't been that defense. He hasn't been that offense a long time. So, you know, he just is still going through it. But, with Brock, I mean, he's a master of the offense. He can make it go. I'm willing to play whoever they put in front of me. We go out there and we go earn it. But we have a little bit of advantage, you know, with just a quarterback who has been there as long in the offense versus somebody who's a master of it.
And again, that was Calais Campbell via NFL Network yesterday. And sounded like he was disrespecting Mac. If I'm Mac, I'm watching that and saying, okay, all right, you laugh at me.
I don't think he's disrespecting Mac.
He laughed. Who would you rather face?
That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, but he laughed. He didn't have to laugh. The way he was snickering about it.
I don't think it's that disrespectful.
I think it was. He was laughing about it.
All right.
It was. But you know what? That's okay. If I'm Mac Jones, I watch it, and I use that to fuel me. All right? Use some motivation. People laugh at Mac Jones. That's fine. He was down and out, and this is his opportunity, if he does indeed start Sunday, to go 2-0 and help the 49ers be 3-0 in the season and 2-0 in the division. This is a big game on Sunday.
Oh.
It absolutely is.
They all are. 17 games.
No, but division games, I know. Apparently, Bonte... Like we're all attributing division games are different to Bonte. Yeah. It's been around forever.
He invented football. I don't know if you know this.
well, I was listening to Steiny and Goo yesterday, and then Goo gets mad at me because he thinks I never listen. I'm listening, Goo, I promise. Hashtag I'm listening. Like, Bonte doesn't get to get the division games are different. And I love you, Bonte. I'm talking to you right now, and I'll talk to you Tuesday.
Well, Bonte
My dad's been saying that forever. Well,
I don't
division
know if you
games,
know this.
Son.
Bonte has perfected the art of taking every single opinion in an argument so he could never be wrong.
That's actually kind of smart. Maybe,
I mean, he boxes you in.
Maybe I should start doing that.
I love it.
Just take every single opinion there's ever been and say, I came up with that. That's good. I like that. And I'm not saying that, by the way, Bonte. That's Joe saying that. He'll join us next Tuesday, by the way.
He would do these post-game shows on GBG, and I'm going to give him some grief.
Oh, boy.
And he'd be like, I mean, Jimmy played amazing, except for these 7-0 no throws. And if he can't deliver those, they might not win at all. You might have to go to the backup. But I really like him. He's really good. What, you don't think he's good enough? Do you think there'll be a quarterback controversy if Nick Mullins plays well enough? Come on, Shasky. He's like, like blowing oxygen into my fire.
Well,
Sam, you're laughing because you know exactly what he would do to me. And then I would fall for it. You know, banana in the tailpipe every time.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HU1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors of Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got Steiny and Goo. Relax.
Steiny and who?
Stop.
The Huru Johnson?
Well, in this case, it would have been the Hebrew Johnson. But it's Steiny and Goo coming up.
Wow. Sure, why not? Just steer right into the skit.
I mean, wow.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.